Okay. All right. So today is Bad Poetry Day, which I did not write a bad poem to share with you today, but I am going to share with you one of my favorite poems from Shel Silverstein, because he's somebody I like to read because he's got a lot of really silly stuff, lots of stuff for the kids, but also stuff that makes you think sometimes. And sometimes thinking is our big problem. This one's called What If, okay? Last night, while I lay thinking here, some what ifs crawled inside my ear and pranced and partied all night long and sang their same old what if song. What if I'm dumb in school? What if they've closed the swimming pool? What if I get beat up? What if there's poison in my cup? What if I start to cry? What if I get sick and die? What if I flunk that test? What if green hair grows on my chest? What if nobody likes me? What if a bolt of lightning strikes me? What if I don't grow taller? What if my head starts getting smaller? What if the fish won't bite? What if the wind tears up my kite? What if they start a war? What if my parents get divorced? What if the bus is late? What if my teeth don't grow in straight? What if I tear my pants? What if I never learn to dance? Everything seems well, and then the nighttime what ifs strike again. And that was a bunch of stuff that maybe a kid might worry about. Mm-hmm. And I remember laying in bed being worried about things, even as a kid. And sometimes we grow up and those things don't really change for us. And you lay there and you think about the things that you could possibly worry about. And I want you to try and set that down today if you can. With the help of that poem, knowing that there's myriad things that you could worry yourself about. But while you're laying in bed, ask you if you can do anything about it right then. When 2 o'clock in the morning rolls around and you're laying there thinking about stuff, is there something you can do about it right then? If not, I want you to distract yourself with a guided meditation or soft music, or write it down if you just really got to get it out of your system. Write it down and get it out of there. But there's no need for you to worry yourself with all the things that could happen, because usually they don't. You're just putting yourself through it twice. And I have a tendency to do that. I will be the first to admit I can't stop thinking about, you know, the next day or what I need to do or work or kids or and all this stuff. And at least, but I want us to have a restful night tonight. And maybe you'll read yourself a little bit of poetry today as well. Maybe something soft and soothing and just for you.